Oh, but Father, that is only one half the problem which is related to economic liberty. Do you agree that in many cases the owners of mass production industry are controlled by those men who regulate the purchasing power of the dollar?
I am not clear as to what you mean.
Oh, I mean that the American people, through the Congress, have little or no voice in stating how much butter or bread or cotton or pork a dollar bill will buy.
Oh, certainly, Father. Everybody recognizes that congressmen do nothing about that.
Well, because they do nothing about it. Although they are empowered to, what happens? When wages are raised, is it not true that the cost of living is likewise raised? Thus, with that condition obtaining, what real gain accrues to laborers who strike for higher wages? I agree that the communists have observed this phenomenon throughout the years, but lacking intelligence to understand how substantially the industrial problem depends upon the solution of the financial problem, communists cry, "Let us confiscate the factories and operate them for ourselves." Never were they intelligent enough to say, "Let us recapture the power of regulating the dollar, a power that was bestowed upon the American people by its constitutional founders." With a dollar that is easily manipulated by the exploiters of labor, it is evident that higher wages mean nothing if they will not be able to purchase more of life's necessities. Therefore, Father, when you ask what Christianity is proposing to do about the payment of a living annual wage, her answer is clear and definite. It is this. Her desire is to obtain for labor a living annual wage that will remain a living annual wage through the regulated purchasing power of the dollar.